home in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where I guarantee you will improve your sex life if you go to sexwithemily.com. We've got tons of podcasts, blogs, shows. We answer your questions if you email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We're saving sex lives around the world, right, Menace?
Yes. And if you go to sexwithemily.com right now, your penis will grow.
Your like penis, it's five so more inches. Weird. It's the weirdest. It was sort of an afterthought. It was sort of a
it's
bonus.
A new technology.
It's a new technology. It's really weird, all these big penises just from going to the website. Amazing things happen there. How you doing, Menace?
I'm good. Also, you know, you have your daily blog up there where – it could be your daily sex newspaper, basically.
Yesterday's blog was really popular. It was oral sex tips, and it was off the roof because we put pictures of there of a woman eating a banana. I don't know if that was it or what, but we had crazy, crazy
people. Is it a picture of you eating a banana?
Not me eating a banana. Speaking of which, I'm supposed to eat a banana because of our lost bet, but we'll get to that one day soon. Today's show is all about premature ejaculation. Fun.
Really?
That is one of the top questions we get asked by men. Like, do I last long enough? Do I not? How do we cure it? Why am I premature ejaculating? And what can I do about it? And we are giving you some surefire ways to make sure you don't fire prematurely. That's what we're going to be doing today. We're also talking about, we've got some sex in the news. We've got your emails we're answering. We get lots of emails. We can try to answer all your questions. And if you're friends with benefits members, you know, we do four shows a week. We'd be happy to answer your questions above everyone else's. So that's what we do. We also, I'm giving away a few copies of my book. I've got this great book that came out, if I do say so myself, called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And it really has helped people's sex life. We're in the second printing of it already. And I want to know, why do you think that you need a copy of this book? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We've got amazing illustrations. It's beautiful. You will love it. I promise you. And just email me and let me know why you think you deserve a copy of the book. And I'll let you know if you win. How's that? And I also have some big news here that I just got my iPhone.
No way.
It's not here yet. It just arrived. I'm the only person on the planet. I have two iPhone apps. And I don't have an iPhone, but I just got it. So
I know.
I'm excited. It's a white one. It's super pretty, shiny. Just showed up.
God, there's so many apps I need you to download
there's
already.
There's so much that I need to do with my life. And I want to do the chatting, the FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Are people having sex using that?
I don't know. I've used FaceTime maybe 5 times since I've got it.
And you didn't have sex?
I did not have sex.
Okay.
I was talking to my buddies. I haven't talked with a girl on it. Though, so.
Oh, do you want to talk? Maybe we could do
something. Can FaceTime.
We can FaceTime. Although I see your face every day.
I know. But I can show you, like, you know, when I'm cooking dinner and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is what the food looks like when you cook it in your
kitchen.
You
actually cook?
Because you don't
I'm
do
so
that.
Embarrassed because, you know, I've never cooked anything in my life. And this is embarrassing. I'm just going to say it because it is. And I just put it all out there. Is that I was at a breakfast the other day. It was a brunch for my friend's birthday. And my friend, I'm like, how can I help? Which I always like, I ask how I can help, but I know that I actually can't help because I don't want to do anything. She's like, can you cut this avocado?
Yeah, cut an avocado.
Can't cut an avocado. Don't know
Are
how.
You serious?
I literally do not know how to cut an avocado. I mean, I can do a lot of other things in life. I've spent my time perfecting the art of sex and explaining sex, but avocados, I was stunted. I was stunned. Couldn't do an avocado. Do you know you got to cut it? You got to slice it in different ways. I've seen people do it, but I was like, you really don't want me touching your avocado.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you just went and sat down?
And then I went and sat down and ate the breakfast. It was really good. I contributed nothing. I made the table. I set the table. So I'm also going to – so what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I am probably going to go hang out with some friends and work on websites. And I'm going to probably work on a new layout for sexwithemily.com. Just like a front page. And
I would love that.
Drink alcohol and work on that.
That
be
sounds
a slave
really fun.
To you.
I love when you're my slave. That's so
hot.
I have girl dates this weekend, all weekend long. I'm going on girl dates and not real dates, but not like, you know, we're not going to make out at the end of the night. But my friends and I are going out to like new hot, you never know what's going to happen. Just some new hot places in San Francisco, going to dinners and
really,
you're
getting a night out in the town.
Night out in the town. That's what I'm going to do. Damn it.
What type of places do you go to?
Restaurants. We take reservations in the Mission. There's some new places. And I just think, if people are single and it's fun going out with friends and you meet people and people will be out and having a good time and go to a new fun restaurant. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have sex eventually. We'll see what happens. You never, never know.
My friends are upset. Like people who, if anybody visits San Francisco, California, there is a part of the area of the city called The Mission. And it's basically, I don't know, what do you say, Spanish dominated?
Yeah. Lots of hipsters now. It's been gentrified. Yeah,
that's what my friends are upset with, because they're like original residents of The Mission. Now it's just like hipsters. It's like the cool place to hang out.
Yeah, but it's like everywhere. Like it's in New York. It's like Brooklyn. Things become gentrified and people just move out, and people, there's always someone that's angry, and life changes. It progresses. You move on. Mm-hmm. You do different things. So what? So it becomes, there's more hipsters. Hipsters are everywhere. So what?
F that.
Okay. I've got a little bit of sex in the news here. I'd like to share with you.
Okay, what do you got?
We don't have a lot of pop culture stuff unless you have anything from your TMZ perusings that you'd like to announce.
Nothing really is sticking out too much.
Okay.
Just Katy Perry, Russell Brand, no one cares anymore.
No, and, I did read about that. Yeah?
I know what's going on. They're really pressuring now about the Amber Rose, who's the ex-girlfriend of Kanye West, and how Kanye West hooked up with Kim Kardashian. Like, that's like the number one thing people keep
talking. Did they really hook up, or were they just flirting?
She, Amber Rose, the chick, was on video today on TMZ that they hooked up.
So she was with Kanye West for a while.
Yeah, she's like, I broke up with Kanye West because he was getting with Kim Kardashian.
Right. Who doesn't want to get with Kim Kardashian, right?
And I don't think this chick has anything to hide, because she's already engaged to another guy.
Oh, okay. So she was like, they did hook up. That's not going to last. Yeah. That'll last about 3 minutes. I think by the time the show's over, it'll be over. But that's a good little hookup. Why not, right? She's been single now for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So sex in the news. Anal sex is more popular than once thought. According to the Center for Disease Control and Intercourse, anal intercourse appears to be more popular than possibly expected among heterosexual couples under 45. They found that 44% of straight men and 36% of straight women admitted they've engaged in anal sex. Don't you feel it's kind of true that it's become more trendy lately to anal sex? I feel like it didn't come up years ago.
It's definitely in the public eye, and you know,
it's 'cause of
pop culture and news and television shows and stuff like that. There was almost like a whole episode of Entourage on that.
Really?
Like,
I didn't see that one.
The couple wanted to try it and stuff
right.
like that.
Right. It's kind of a whole big thing. So we've done some shows on that. We got tips for anal sex. And so, yeah, more people are doing it. Happy to hear it. Use protection and be careful and start slowly. Use lots of lube. That's my tip for you.
Oh, good.
Menace is afraid of it. I'm sorry to bring it up. DNA testing will test your girlfriend's underwear to find out if she is cheating.
Yes.
How about that? For $200, infidelity DNA testing will test a pair of your partner's underwear for traces of semen or vaginal fluids. Both men and women can benefit from the service. The company promotes itself as providing indisputable evidence of partner's infidelity.
Good.
So if there's some like errant sperm in there that's not your own sperm, I guess you can tell that it's hers. Just change your underwear.
All you hoes and whores, look out, because we got science on our side now.
I know. That's interesting. So you're going to mail the crusty underwear in the mail to these people for $200, and they're going to tell you if they cheated or not?
Hell yeah.
I guess it's not a bad idea.
Oh, man. You guys better watch out, because you will take that stuff to your grave. You'll tell your girlfriends all day, but when you're face-to-face with a man, you'll never admit that you did.
But it says your girlfriend. Okay, the headline is "We'll test your girlfriend's underwear," and then it says "Men and women can testify." I think boyfriend's underwear too. I think.
Yeah, go for it.
I might just want to do it just for fun, borrow someone's underwear and see how much semen is in it. That would be awesome. Okay, penis tattoo leaves man with a permanent boner.
What?
Why get a tattoo on your penis?
Yeah.
Why get a tattoo anywhere down there? Why get a piercing? Why get a tattoo? You might risk the chance of having a permanent boner, I suppose. A 20-year-old Iranian man has a permanent semi-boner after getting the phrase, ready, good luck on your journeys, along with his girlfriend's initials on his penis. According to the journal, the tattoo artist punctured two deep holes that damaged vessels in his penis. Since he can achieve full erections and have sex, he more or less cares and has rejected any treatment. He's kind of like, hey, I got a boner. I'm always ready to go.
Yeah.
See, that'd be annoying, because men are already always ready to go, it seems. And now you're with a guy who's like literally always ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'd be a lot of pressure. I'm like, you got a boner again? Oh, yeah, you always have a boner. It wouldn't be that.
You wouldn't like that?
No. I'd like to know that I had something to do with the boner. Boner didn't come because of your tattoo. The boner came because of my feminine wiles. Because you saw me and you were like, boner.
It goes back to the ego again.
But now, of course, it all goes back to the ego.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
I want it to be about me giving the boner, not his tattoo, which was an idiotic thing to do. Why get a tattoo on your boner?
Because
on your
maybe
penis?
You want to.
And wouldn't that hurt?
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Man, there's some stuff online that you should see of where people have tattoos down there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know this girl, oh my God. She got, was with this guy for 3 weeks. And then she got her name tattooed right above her, what's a clinical term so you don't get upset?
Vagina?
Say vagina.
Oh, vulva. It doesn't matter. Vagina's fine.
Yeah.
It's a vagina.
Her vagina.
Like on her belly, like her navel?
Just like right above her vagina says the dude's name. And then, of course, they break up 2 weeks later.
People do not get tattoos with people's name on it ever.
Especially on your vagina.
Jesus. Because other guy goes down there. You can make up. What are you going to say that it stands for?
Well,
it's my favorite rock band.
See, if I was the next guy to explore that area, I go, look, you need to get a tattoo where you cross out that guy's name and then my name goes on top.
Or something. I mean, really, that is if they were together 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
That is a dumb thing to do. So don't do that. Watch your tattoos. And just if you're going to get a tattoo, I would say spend the time truly thinking that you this is what you want. Because you change over time. And you definitely break up over time. People always break up, right? Not that I don't think there is not true love. But how many celebrities and people do we know who have tattoos and they got to cross it out and make a big mermaid or something on their arm? So I would say not to do that. That's what I got for Sex in the News today.
Oh, speaking about tattoos, I was just talking with my friend and they told me that Kat Von D's tattoo of Jesse James, she's not going to get removed. She's just going to keep it.
Got a tattoo too of the biggest cheater on the planet. Now that's smart. What are these people, like, idiots? Can we just round up all these people?
I don't know. I've met Kat many times and she's such a sweetheart, but it's like, I don't know what was going on there.
But of all people, let me think. Jesse James, like he cheated on Sandra Bullock with 86 women or something.
Maybe 20 women.
I think it was hundreds.
No.
I bet you that's what we find out. And then I also, they say that Ashton Kutcher, I was reading, because I'm reading more and watching more, but that he was cheating on Demi Moore with woman was just tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, but they supposedly had an open relationship. That was cool.
Then why was this one woman not cool? Because it was a public embarrassment.
Because he got sloppy and it got out in the public.
Yeah. Well, if you have an open relationship, you have to be mindful of your partner and you have to have rules and you want to be courteous.
Yeah, you can't just be hooking up with some random chicks off the street when you're famous like that, because all those chicks that are hooking up with you are hooking up with you because you're famous.
Right.
So they're fame whores and they're just going to run to the media and tell people.
But you think that people would have learned this lesson after all these years?
Yeah, but when you're drunk and famous and you just want to have sex with somebody.
It's when you're drunk and that's when all your inhibitions go down.
Yeah, because they said they had footage of him partying that night in a club, and then supposedly that was the night he hooked up with this one chick.
Right. Well, they'll both be fine.
Well, it just teaches you that you can't trust women. You can't
tell them nothing. Exactly, right, Menace? That's exactly
it. Can't trust women. You can't tell them nothing.
Can't tell no
tell
those
them,
women nothing.
Just,
what about men?
Just
you can't
tell
trust
them as
men
much
either.
As you want to tell them.
The cheating rate, though, they say between men and women is about 50%. It's equal now. You see men cheating more, but I mean, I think it's 50-50 though. Everyone's cheating.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Just
that's
tell
such
them
a nice
as much
message.
As they need to know.
What do you mean?
You don't need to give them unnecessary information.
If you cheated? Or just in life?
No, just in life in general. It'll make your life a lot easier. Why just give up? It goes back to the thing you shouldn't tell people how many people you've slept with.
Never.
Never
should we go
do
through that,
that
list
That's unnecessary.
Of all the things that you should never tell your partner?
If you want to. I mean, I think it kind of just goes hand in hand with telling women information, because it goes back to they have hard drives in their brain, and no matter what argument you're going to have, somehow they're going to pull up some information and use that information against you when it has nothing to do with the argument that you're having at the current time.
But I think men do that too. Men remember everything.
Yeah, but they
but
don't.
We're sleuths. Women, you go through your email, your phone, whatever. We figured it all out. We know why.
Yeah, but we remember everything, but we don't we don't bring it up in arguments.
Right.
Like, you guys will bring up everything. I was talking to this woman who works in my building, and she's 70 plus, and she's been married over 30 plus years. And she was telling me the exact same thing we're talking about right now, that she will bring up stuff when they were married year two.
Yeah, like, well, if he pissed her off, she's going to remember.
Like, they've already been married 30 plus years, like...
Yeah, we remember everything.
Let it go.
But some of the things that you should never talk about in a relationship is your number. We talk about that. If anyone ever asks you how many people you've slept with, don't answer. Just politely change the conversation. That information is never useful for anybody. There is no way that that number helps. It's either too much, too little. And like I say, men are visual creatures. They remember it. All they can think about is if I said, let's say I said I slept with 10 people. All you think about is those 10 other penises that
you
I was with.
You slept with over 10 people?
Well, like maybe. I don't know. You
floozy.
No, but really, you just that never helps. And then the other thing is, what's the other thing we always say you should never talk? You should never talk about that. And you should just never exes like on the first. Just don't talk about your past relationships a lot. Don't get into great detail. Yeah. Or don't talk about, oh my God, we had this amazing – my ex and I had the amazing sex one time on the balcony. Like women, we don't want to hear that. You think it's going to be cool and you think it's going to be good information that you're sharing with us, but it's not. Because we're picturing you with this other girl. Was she better than I was? Was she skinnier than I was? Was she hotter? Why can't we just stay present moment and talk about our own sex life, which is what most people don't talk about, which is why we do the show. Because most people don't even talk to their partner about their own sex life. So why – if you're not talking about – that's what you should do. When you find the – when you're in the moment where you're like, I really want to know about his past sexual exploits, why don't you just take that time to talk about your own sex life with your partner and what's going on with you guys currently? Are we having good sex? Are you having orgasms? What turned you on? What turned you off? Is there a fantasy you'd like to share? Just do that instead. Swap it out.
Also, if you got like a 10 grand bonus from work, don't tell your significant other about that.
Oh, right.
Keep the money because they're just going to spend it on unnecessary
things. I don't know what women you date, but I would never spend my man's bonus. But hopefully he would genuinely.
Oh, spend it on you and take you somewhere.
He would generously, you know, take me to a nice meal and take me shopping.
Nah, keep that 10 grand, people. Keep it, hide it, bury it somewhere in the backyard.
Okay, good to know.
For rainy time, for when your significant other leaves you for somebody else.
When she gets famous.
And then you got that 10 grand buried in the backyard, and then you can go to Vegas and get a hooker. See?
You got it all worked out. That's what you would do with your bonus. You would not get a hooker in Vegas, would you?
No. I'll probably get a laptop and a camera.
Exactly. You'd get a laptop and a camera and it'd be game over. The money's gone, babe. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to Taco Bell. Did you ever go to Taco Bell?
Hell yeah, I went to Taco Bell. I went to Taco Bell the other night. Oh my God, it was it's better than going to a strip club, like seriously.
Seriously, Taco Bell for you is better than a strip club.
Oh,
you're the only person I know who's like still obsessed with Taco Bell.
You actually get something out of it, you know?
What, like beans and rice?
Beans, rice, meat.
All for $2.
All wrapped into a delicious flour tortilla. It's like a gift from Jesus.
It's not good for your sex life.
It is.
It is not good. First of all, if you smell like Taco Bell and if you got some crusties.
I posted I'm going to Taco Bell on Facebook, and I could tell you there was over like 30 people that liked my status, and there was a bunch of hot chicks on there too.
I wish I could be like concerned for your status. Is there a button where I can check I'm concerned for your status instead of like your status?
People have been trying to get dislike for a long time.
But yeah.
The internet is
so – but that's so mean. Dislike.
The internet –
why be so negative?
The internet's already so negative anyways. You know where the worst part of the internet is on YouTube when it comes to comments. People are brutal on there. You can make one of the best cinematic films of all time and post it on YouTube, and there'll be like some of the worst negative comments ever.
Really? I never noticed that on my YouTube page.
Never post anything on there if you want to build yourself.
You don't post on YouTube? If you want to find my YouTube videos, they're at Sex with Emily. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. And where can we find you, Menace?
Everything. Just Google White Menace. You'll find
me everywhere.
White Menace.
Okay. You can find out all of our various going ons that we do, all the things that we post and whatnot.
Yeah, I Googled myself last night.
I'll bet you did.
Not last night, two nights ago, I Googled myself, and there was a video of me and my ex-girlfriend on there.
Having sex?
No, but
there
was a video of me and my ex-girlfriend on there, like talking to the camera and joking around. This is like my girlfriend from 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
So I contacted the website and got it taken down.
Okay. What were you guys doing? Were you fighting?
No, we're just on there joking around. But I, you know, I feel bad for any girl that I'm currently dating, and then they Google and they see me like.
You gotta Google yourself and get rid of that stuff. I'd rather not Google.
How
myself.
Many pornos do you have?
No porns. I've never been in a sex movie, but I was in a sex movie. That's online. They're all in their private libraries. But no, I was in the movie I'm a Sex Addict, which is a feature film about, but I don't get naked and I don't have sex. See, I have simulated sex, but I don't actually have sex.
Well, yeah, you know, if you Google Emily Morris.
Yeah, Morse, like the code.
Yeah.
Right? You say Morris, like the cat.
Sorry.
Do you remember Morris the cat?
No, I don't.
You don't?
This is like the thing yesterday. We'll break. What is it? The third wall? Fourth wall?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
We went and recorded a commercial yesterday.
Right.
And you were trying to get me to say something, and I heard you say it a billion times, but every time I went to record it, I was saying it differently.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah. It was like you were in another planet or something. It's like you've been possessed by the devil.
I was so tired. Get the words out. I couldn't say I and wait. Do I?
Do I? Yeah, it was strange. It
no,
was odd.
I do.
I thought you were possessed.
You wanted me to say I do, and I didn't want to say it. Yeah. Maybe I'm just me as a man. Maybe I just reject that.
You reject any. You any reject any
thing that
women.
Says I do.
Yeah, I do exactly. That might be it too. Fear of marriage. Okay, we've got some emails to read.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so these are from the peeps. You emailed me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Also, if you go to sexwithemily.com, there's an Ask Emily button. You can Ask Emily button, supposedly. It is a button. What do you call it?
No, it is a button.
It's a tab.
Yeah, tab.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. It's a tab.
And a you link. Can just easily, it could be
it's
a link.
It's a link. It's a tab. It's a whatever. And you can just write a question there or email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, first one is eating peaches. Dear Emily, was trying to remember the name of one of your guests and which show she was on. She was talking about cunnilingus being like eating a peach, and I believe she taught some kind of class to help men get better at it. Pretty sure it was in the last, say, 8 months. Can you help me out? This is from Marvin. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member from Nashville, Tennessee. So I believe that this was a show with Sarah that we did. She's in my sex school class. But also, I can just tell you more about that, eating a peach and oral sex, is that I have a guy friend who says that. He says, whenever I go down on a woman, you have to think of like you're eating a peach. You got to get your face in there. You're going to get some juice on it. It's going to get juicy and drippy, and there could be pulp coming down your face, and you just eat it like you eat a peach. You lick it. You bite it. You whatever, and you can't afraid to get in there. You know when you're eating a peach, and sometimes you just got to like – you try to start slowly, but mm-hmm. then you just get into it, and you get into the peach and the juice, and you get your face all in there. That's what you have to do when you're performing oral sex on a woman. Not every time, not the whole hour and a half that you're down there.
Sounds like I need scuba gear.
You don't need scuba gear, but really, like, get into the pussy. Like when you are performing oral sex on a woman, don't be afraid to get in there. Don't
just
do little darts
in.
With your tongue. Dive in. And I know a lot of guys are going, ooh, I don't like it. And if you don't, then like don't even try. And don't do the requisite 1 minute, I'm going to do it for a minute, because you might as well have just gotten me a glass of water at that time and brought it back to me, then gone down on me for a minute, because that does nothing. We need you down there for at least 15 minutes.
Now, should I get those glasses that have the lights on the end of them, and then so I can just
– like spelunking or something?
Or maybe like a little laser. You know those laser pointers? Just maybe a laser pointer straight at the vagina.
You could – sure. Would you like me to get one of those? Get you one of those?
Yeah. We still haven't made the app where it's the G-Spot Locator.
The G-Spot Locator. That's true. We've not done that app yet. That is my next app. I will do a G-Spot. But it's different for women. It's different. The G-Spot is hard to find.
See, of course. You guys never make it easy. You always got to hide it somewhere.
Women, we are very, very difficult. I agree that our bodies are really are difficult. And I'm just telling you that some oral sex tips. We're going to do a show, I think we'll do it next week, about oral sex tips for men now performing on a woman, because every woman is different. And I know from a lot of friends that they like it. Every woman likes it a little differently. So that's why when you are performing oral sex on a woman, you should do try up a lot of different things and see what works. Fast movements, slow movements, get your tongue in there, get your tongue out, maybe stick a finger in or two. See if she likes it. See if she moans, groans. And don't forget when you are performing oral sex to ask her, to say, hey, does this feel good? What else do you want? Because she'll tell you, hopefully.
From the conversation yesterday that we were talking about champagne and breasts.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of videos where they pour champagne on the vagina during oral sex. Do you think that's
a good thing to do? Seriously? You know what? Never put anything of sugary substances in the vagina.
But I see them do it all the time in
pornos. Oh, in pornography. If you learn anything about sex, you will not learn it from porn. If you want to learn the right sex moves and what turns a woman on, it is not from pornography. Because pornography is a visual medium, and it's made to look good and look hot. But those positions that you see are not necessarily what is going to get her off. And let me tell you why champagne is bad. It's acidic, and it has sugar in it. And anytime you put that inside of a woman's vagina, it is not good. It is the bacterial. She get bacterial infections. She can get a lot of infections. Just all keep the – if you want to use champagne during your lovemaking, Menace, you can pour it on her breasts.
All right, fine.
We were going to tweet about that yesterday, actually.
Yeah?
We were going to tweet about Menace pouring champagne on a woman's breasts. I don't know why. We never got the tweet out, but we
should have tweeted it.
We're going to tweet it today.
Menace wishes to pour champagne on women's breasts.
It was something funnier than that.
Okay.
It was more snappy and twittery. Like,
oh, Trader Joe's $6.99 champagne.
Yeah. Yeah, Menace only likes a $6.99, but I don't care. If you're drinking it off my breasts, I'm fine with that. Have you ever eaten any food off of a woman's body?
No. It's too messy. I always think about the sheets. You know, you got to clean the sheets and stuff like that. I don't want to get some chocolate.
Put a tarp down.
Hershey stains. People would think I put some doo-doo stains in my...
Put a big beach towel down on your bed and get over
See,
it.
That's a lot of work. Why would you want to do all that stuff?
Because that's what you do. Because whipped cream can be really sensitive, really sensual and sensitive. Mm-hmm. Put on her breasts.
What about if a guy was like really into eating like, I don't know, really rare meat.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to put it on your breasts and eat it off your breasts. Would you be into
like
that?
A filet?
Yeah. You know, maybe a nice... filet mignon or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Would I be into him? Like, yeah. Would he be like cutting it with a fork and knife over my breast?
Or yeah, he just be lay, like laying it on your breast. And
not hot.
It off. Not hot.
That goes in the not hot meter.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no meat.
What about if it was like really expensive meat?
No.
Like the top, like grade A.
No. No meat on my breasts. No. Just
lobsters?
Why don't you have your steak and then you can come visit my breasts?
What about if you ate lobster off your breast?
No, fishy lobster. No, I don't want that.
But I don't know. It might feel good. Like kind of cold.
People Maybe eat sushi off people's bodies. Don't they do that? Or
yeah,
is that just in the movies?
I think that's gross. Because the kind of chicks that they get to eat the sushi off the body, like, because that's cool for like cool, trendy parties and stuff like that. But they never get a hot chick.
No.
You don't know. It was
in Sex and the City movie.
Yeah, but they look like in the movie, of
in
course.
In the movie.
But when you see it on reality shows and stuff like that, it always looks like they got some stripper. And I don't want to be eating sushi off a stripper.
Okay.
I don't want to eat any type of food near a stripper, only when I'm intoxicated. And that's only happened one time.
That you ate food off a stripper?
No, where I ate food at a strip club.
Oh.
I told you I was in Las Vegas and they had a buffet at the strip club.
A buffet?
A buffet at the strip club. And I was kind of wasted. And I go in line to eat from the buffet. And behind me with two ladies was Gene Simmons. And he was waiting in line behind me.
Wow.
To get some food, too.
Really?
He might have, I guess he was really hungry also.
Yeah, you get hungry with all those strippers there. They have buffets everywhere in Vegas, right? We're supposed to be in Vegas right now, P.S., but we're not. For the AVN and the show and the CES and next year, for sure. Okay, we've got another email here. It's about swingers.
Okay.
Dear Emily, I bought your book and it was wrapped under the tree for my wife to open on Christmas morning. My book is Hot Sex. It's called Hot Sex. Why the note? Just to say you are amazing and I appreciate all you do. I've been listening for years and have been a Friends with Benefits member since you started the program. One more thing. My wife and I are swingers, though we hate the term, and I don't have a ponytail. Suck it, Menace.
Whatever. You probably have some leather pants somewhere.
Menace thinks that every swinger has a ponytail. I'm sending you this
leather.
On Facebook so you can see it for yourself. My wife and I have been in the lifestyle for nearly 10 years, and our marriage is stronger than ever. While it's not for everyone, if you get the trust and communication right, it can be an incredible adventure. Cheers, Ben.
All right, Ben. I am happy that you're a fan of the show.
Right.
And thank you for the note, and thank you for getting Emily's book. Just real quick, I've yet to see a stripper or meet a stripper. Maybe it's just the ones that are in San Francisco that don't look weathered. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's that actress's name that we were talking about the other day that was the blonde chick? She was in Van Wilder. You haven't seen any movies like that.
No.
Anyways.
Looks weathered?
They just look weathered. They look
that
weathered.
That is so not true. There's strippers. I mean, strippers. There's swingers in their 20s, 30s, 40s. I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying, like the image.
The skin
the stereotype.
Is like super, super tan and just weathered. Yeah.
Are you sure you're not talking about like perverts or something or pedophiles. No, swingers do not all have ponytails. But, you know, the swinging lifestyle, we've done a lot of shows on swinging, and I think that it does work for a lot of couples opening up their relationship after they've been together a while, or maybe they started out their relationship being swingers. But I think it really can, you know, help couples who've always wanted to try it, but you have to communicate. It's all about what are the rules, what are the communications. It's not like you just are like, oh, tonight I'm going to go out with so-and-so. You have to lay down the law and the rules, and then you can do it, but you need a lot of communication around it.
Mm-hmm.
What? And he doesn't have a ponytail. Suck it. I love that.
Right.
Okay.
He had a ponytail. He just cut it before he wrote that email.
No. Although I did have – there are some swingers with ponytails. I agree to that. But there's lots of people with ponytails in all different genres of life. Okay. This one – this email is about –
I haven't seen many CEOs of major companies have ponytails. Just wanted to throw that out there.
That's true. But they could be swingers anyway. Do you think that – I'm trying to think about the swinger thing and the ponytails that they don't – why would a swinger have a ponytail? Does it mean they're hippie?
Just so they can see – they can recognize other swingers. That's why.
Right. Okay.
It's like the code. Once they see that ponytail, like, oh, swinger. They know. So they can see each other.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though they should just see each other about how weathered their face is from
extra
sex that they're doing.
That's so not true, Manus. I don't believe you. Okay. Before I get to the next one, because the next email actually leads us into our topic, which is premature ejaculation. We have a survey that we just put out because we were just wondering what people want to hear. We know we do a show 4 days a week and at sexwithemily.com. And we want to hear from people what you like about the show, what you'd like to improve, what kind of topics you want to hear. And so some people have given us some ideas here, and I just wanted to read some of them.
Oh, really?
Yes, of course. We had like lots of people answer it. And if you want to take the survey, we can email it to you. It's at feedback@sexwithemily.com or just go to my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, and you'll find the survey there. Okay, so this is what one person wrote. This is from a man. He said, I want to know signals women give out to let you know they are interested. I'm the guy who is internally in the friend zone because I can talk to women and become their friends as easy as breathing, but usually find out later that they were interested in me and I had no idea because I just can't figure out women's signs. You ladies suck. Just tell a guy with your words that you like him. If you do, he'll appreciate it. This is what someone filled in on our survey. So I think that that is really interesting that a lot of guys do fall into the friend zones because they don't let it be known that they are interested as well. So I think that the next time you're out with a woman and it's like your first date and maybe it's a friend, one of those friend dates, and you're interested in her, I would say that you should put that out there, or you should try to kiss her. First or second date. What is the worst thing that happens if you try to kiss a woman? Either she turns her head.
You'll die.
No. See, this is the thing. Guys think they're going to die.
Yeah.
And I think that a woman, this will prevent you from falling into the friend zone. Try to kiss her. See what happens. So the worst thing that happens is either A, she turns her head. And how bad is that? That means that maybe she doesn't kiss on the first date, or she wants to kiss you later, or she says, I'm uninterested. Then you know. Then you're not in the friend zone. And then you can decide, am I going to be friends with her, or am I going to not be friends with her? Or she makes out with you. She kisses you back. And like, how great is that? I feel like there have been many times where I'm sort of surprised and taken aback when a guy does kiss me. I'm like, oh, really? We're there? And then I'm like, oh, this is kind of hot. So sometimes that kiss has flipped somebody out of the potential friend zone into the dating zone. So I think that guys should just kind of go in and make the move.
Or the danger zone.
The danger zone. So, I mean, don't you think that a lot of times, like, how many percentage of time? Well, you don't. You wait for women to fall in your lap.
What do you mean? Like when I go in to kiss them?
Yeah. Like, have
I've
you
only
had
it happen one time in my life.
That a woman rejected you.
Yeah. And then that was because she had a boyfriend too. So
right.
I give her respect for not kissing me.
Right. But don't you think that a lot of times women are, and then it just shows, I think that women like to a man who takes initiative. And it's all about, when you're in the friend zone, it's because you're not taking the initiative. You're not showing her that you're interested. You put yourself in the friend zone. So this guy who said, you ladies suck. No, he sucks. Why isn't he making the moves and being a man? Like, take the initiative and do it. That's what I got to say. Because we want to know. We're going to stay in the friend zone with you if you're just kind of like, hey, what's going on? Are you dating anyone? How's your life? Let's go do yoga. You know, you're in the friend zone.
How many guys have you denied in your lifetime, do you think?
A lot, probably. But I've also kissed more guys than I should have. Yeah. Like, I think there's a lot of guys that I was like, eh, you know what I think it is? A lot of women, I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not, but I've kind of been like, had this, why not? Like, why not? I'm not like, you know, getting down my knees and sucking his penis or jumping in bed with him. It's like a kiss. So sometimes I think, you know what? I'm kind of on the fence with this guy, but he wants to kiss me. Why not try and get out of the way and see how it goes? And a lot of times I happily kiss the guy because it's like, why not? It's not so bad to kiss. And it gives you more information about him. And maybe there is an attraction. Maybe I'm not sure if I'm attracted to you, but you kissed me. And so then I was like, women sometimes, like men decide in 2 minutes if they're going to sleep with someone. Well, women sometimes takes a little longer, might take us a little swapping of fluids to know kissing through their tongue, you know, that we're into you. So take initiative.
Yeah. I just go back to where you're not going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. And then also, if she does reject you, then you just saved yourself a whole lot of time and your life because you're not going to waste your time being in the friend zone.
Right.
And then maybe if you can get over her rejecting you, you can be cool friends.
Right. And just because she turned her head or rejected you the first time doesn't mean she will the next time.
Yeah.
But he wants to know.
After five shots,
you're out. Yeah, after five times. But he also wants to know he also is saying that he wants women to give you out signals to know that you're interested.
Yeah, see, you guys don't give out signals and then like 10 years later, you tell us, oh, I was so into you, but you never made a move.
There was a study that came out a few years ago that showed that men actually physiologically are unable to read signals from women, that there's like some kind of disconnect in their brain that they can't. It's not a good or bad thing. Like really, it was like a scientific study that men have a hard time reading signals from women and interpreting them. So sometimes you just got to like do something physical or make the move or ask and to find out. Mm-hmm. Cause I think women give signals all the time. We're touching you. We're looking at you. We're playing with our hair. We're flirting and you just don't know. So sometimes mm-hmm. we are giving you signals and you're just not reading them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot pick up on signals.
You can't?
At all.
I know you can't. Okay. So another person would like to hear about I personally would like to hear more about how guys in heterosexual relationships can increase their lover's sexual creativity without pushing them to try something new. You know?
Alcohol.
Getting them to surprise you with new ideas for the bedroom. I find it incredibly sexy when my girlfriend brings up sexy new ideas to try out rather than having me bring it up first. Okay, so that is a great idea. First of all, one of the number one, I'd say it's a complaint that we get from men is that women don't initiate sex enough. Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
That it's mostly the guy, it's all mm-hmm. on him, which I think is really hard. My heart goes out to you. My heart goes out to the men in the world that women don't. But how can you get them? I think that it starts by talking about what turns you both on, like having a frank conversation. What's your fantasy? What turned you on? Ask her. Also, you can, bring some sex toys into the relationship. You can dress up, have her dress in something sexy. But you could tell her. You can be like, I want you to play out one of your fantasies on me. Or buy her something sexy and be like, wear that. Try something mm-hmm. new in the bedroom. You can buy my book. Not to mention my book again, but actually it's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. Mm-hmm. And it really does have 200 things that are totally doable, not like crazy weird sex positions, though there are some of those. Not crazy weird, there are sex positions, but there's like little things like going to a bar and like flirting and dressing up and pretending you're different people and strangers meeting for the first time or things like that.
Do you know what's funny?
You hate that one, yeah.
No. But do you know what's funny? We brought up a while back, we bring it up once in a while, how I asked you if the love of your life wanted you dressed up as the McDonald's hamburger, would you do it? Just because for some reason, through his childhood, he has this sick and twisted thing and the hamburger gets him off.
Right.
And you said you wouldn't do it.
Well, at the first thought of it, I wouldn't do it. Can it be a sexy hamburger? Can it be like a hamburger in a dress? In a skirt?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, what if it was a fuzzy hamburger thing? I'd wear the big hamburger head if you wanted, but I'd like to like show off my legs or something.
Yeah, no, a hamburger just looks like a bandit. It's not, you
know. Oh,
like
he's the bandit. He's the bandit. Could I wear a sexy striped uniform?
Yeah.
Like a jailbait thing?
See, now you're into
No, but at first I was like, hamburger, not hot. I'm not going to do that, but I could totally see that.
And do you know what's funny? I swear that the Family Guy must have listened to the show because they did that.
What?
Not with the hamburger, but like another McDonald's character. Like the wife, she dressed up as a McDonald's character and went into bed.
Ronald McDonald?
Not Ronald McDonald, but the big purple thing.
What is that purple thing called?
I don't know what the purple thing is called.
I don't either.
But she walked in dressed as him for like his sexual fantasy. Like, right. How weird is that? That we were talking about
that. That is so weird. Then, they totally stole. I hate when Family Guy steals from us. So annoying. They should pay us royalties.
Stop listening.
Stop listening to our show. But another thing is when he says that I find it incredibly sexy when my girlfriend brings up sexy new ideas, I always like it when a guy tells me, like, I think, like, this is totally cliche, but very, I think you'll understand it. He was like, I'm really into the schoolgirl thing. He's like, I think that's so hot when a girl wears a schoolgirl uniform. So, like, I have this really cute little schoolgirl thing, and I wore it. I had, like, a little plaid skirt, and one day I just, like, surprised him and wore it, and he was totally psyched. Like, he told me what he liked, and then I surprised him with it. So, it's just communication.
How long did he have to wait before you surprised them?
It took me a while because I couldn't find the right skirt that I liked and all that stuff. But I had to get like a plaid skirt with a little – it's really cute. I still have it. If I'm with any guys that happen to be into the schoolgirl thing, I've got the costume ready to go.
You need to take photos and put it on other website, sexwithemily.com.
Of me in a sexy schoolgirl. I should do more sexy photos online. I don't though. I don't have time.
No, nothing. No sexy photos. People pay – a good amount of money. They want some sexy photos on sexwithemily.com.
Well, I do have some.
Just don't be the ridiculous cheesy ones. They look like you took pictures at the mall or something. Don't do that.
Don't do pictures at the mall?
I see women do that all the time where it looks like they try to be sexy, but the background looks like they're at a like one of those mall Photoshop
right,
places.
Where it's got like the background is like that blue. Yeah. Your high school
like,
photos.
Yeah, your prom photos.
Your prom photos,
like that, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. But you can hire people. There's people who do boudoir photographs and stuff for women.
Yeah, just have me take the photos. I mean, I don't want to.
Is your next career going to be a sexy photographer, taking pictures of sexy photos for women? That'd be a good gig for you. You'd probably get laid all the time.
Yeah, and I would be good at
Not
it,
Not that
too.
You don't get laid all the time.
I wouldn't allow them to take cheesy photos. Because, you know, every single woman these days, anybody that goes on the internet, if a chick is halfway decent, they think they're a freaking model. Like, they have all these modeling photos up on their Facebook, and it's effing annoying. Because, like, just
– I know. It is annoying. I know some women who post, like, 20 photos a day of just themselves.
Yeah.
Frolicking.
What the F?
I know. Why do they do that? Why?
The self-portrait. I see, like, people posting self-portraits – 10 times a day. It's women. 10 times a day. I know you're doing it for attention, but I know what the F you look like. Everybody else that's listening right now, do this to the person that – because you know somebody that does this where they post all the self-portraits. Just comment under their photo, thanks for posting this because I forgot what you look like.
Right.
That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
You're like, thanks because I missed your photo from 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, and people do it. I just had to stop following people online that do that.
Really? Is that what you do? You defriend them?
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram, right. Okay.
My favorite.
Oh, I'm going to start Instagram this week. I'm very excited. Okay, let's move into our topic.
Okay.
Because it's very topical. No, it's a very important topic. It's about premature ejaculation. Okay, so it's every man's biggest worry. Do I last long enough in bed? Surveys show that most men believe they do not last long enough in bed. And if your climax comes after only a few minutes of intercourse, you can try some of these tips to last longer in bed. Why are you laughing?
I heard if you just put rubber bands around your penis really tight, then you don't ejaculate.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try this at home. Don't try anything that Menace says at home.
Put your penis in a vise and you're good.
Okay. So Menace, you'll like this one because this is what Menace does.
Okay.
The first tip so you can last longer in bed is warming up or pre-gaming. Just like you would stretch before a football game, warm up before sex. This is also called pre-gaming. So masturbate before you go on a date that night.
Get the timing right, though, when you're doing this.
So you feel like you can last longer. Don't masturbate to reach climax. Masturbate to warm up. So you can masturbate up until the point of climax, but don't actually let yourself climax.
No, you're supposed to make yourself climax. What are you talking about? Wow. Because if you bring yourself to the point, then you're just going to be excited through the whole date.
Well, we're going
to It was in Something About Mary. They break it down in the movie that you have to get all the way to that point, and then you're just hanging out. Because
right. I know
it's
this
totally
is hard to do.
Mind.
I know this is hard to do. Okay, but we're going to get to more exercises that you should do where you actually don't climax. Yes, you can masturbate to climax, but it's actually better to not. Another thing you could do is you can wait. Wait a while before you penetrate your partner. So this is all about foreplay, which is my favorite topic. So steam things up and get her turned on. Participate in foreplay. Go down on her, play with her breasts. Make sure you give her a lot of attention so she's ready for you. This will delay your pre-ejaculatory issues and increase the quality of your sexual connection. So foreplay, men are always like, oh, really, foreplay? But really, if you are getting her off first, however you have to do it, kiss her, go down on her, do whatever, this will be delaying it and you will know that you've already delivered to her and then you can stick it in. But that's just my biggest pet peeve with men is that they just like go right for the stick it in and then they ejaculate all of you in 2 minutes. And I'm like, were you even in? Did we even start? What's happening? Let's go to dinner. I mean, I'm hungry. Men do that. They don't do foreplay, especially couples who've been together a long time. They stop the whole foreplay thing. They just stop even doing it.
True. I don't know about the foreplay. I can't even say it.
You don't like foreplay?
No, I do like foreplay in the beginning.
Okay.
But another thing, I don't want to do it anymore.
Because people stop having foreplay.
Well, the thing is, okay, this is what happens with the guys.
Tell me what happens. I want to know why men don't do enough foreplay. Tell me why, men, it's now.
Because it goes back to where we can get erect immediately and then we're ready to go.
Exactly.
We want to jump in and stick it in to keep it going. When we start doing some foreplay, sometimes we're afraid, like, oh, my
peen, go down.
Yeah, my wiener.
I knew you were going to say wiener.
My wiener.
I knew you wanted to say wiener, so I just said it for you.
My wiener's going to get too excited, and it's just going to conk out, and then I have to get back up again. And when I get back up again, and then finally I put it in, I'm the one-minute man. Because you've been – it goes back to, like, you've been teasing me this whole time, and now I'm super excited. Now I actually get to go inside you. And I only lasted 2 minutes.
But the problem is
that – if you let me get to Pound Town right away, I'm going to put it down for at least 4.5 minutes.
But see, we're
versus
not –
versus the 2 minutes that you were going to get.
You really think you can go the whole 4.5 minutes, Menace? That is amazing. You ain't got no problem.
No, but don't be greedy with the kissing when I can give you an extra 2 minutes of pleasure.
But here's the problem. You want to go to Pound Town.
Yeah.
And we haven't even arrived yet. We're just crossing the state lines. We're not in Pound Town yet. We are not warmed up yet. We can't go from 0 to 60 like men can. You're turned on. You want to go to Pound Town. We see that you're turned on and we're like still thinking about our day. We're like filing our nails. We're not ready yet. We're not turned on yet. So we need that. We need it to get turned on. So the thing is, you're not going to lose. A lot of men, actually, many men, get turned on by the foreplay. So they maintain their erection because they see that the woman is getting turned on. By performing oral sex or teasing her or kissing her neck, she's getting turned on. So therefore, you still are turned on. So it doesn't mean that your erection has to go away during foreplay.
Yeah.
But you just are connected, I think, with women. Like, I don't think that you get turned on by that. Like, doesn't it turn you on if a woman is turned on and you're going down on her and she's getting all hot and bothered? Doesn't that make you turned on?
Makes me. Nah.
But doesn't that maintain your erection because she's so hot that she's turned on?
It maintains my erection because she's hot, but I'm not getting hot because she's turned on. Like, that doesn't make me excited.
That's a bummer. Because a lot of men do.
Because my wiener's ready to go and you're doing nothing to it. And I'm spending all my time, like,
I could pleasure you for a while. You pleasure me for a while. Goes back and forth. Okay, then what?
It all goes back to just take a couple shots of tequila and everybody be ready to go.
It does not all go back to alcohol. Not true.
Yeah, right. You give a girl a shot of tequila downstairs, she's ready to go. She doesn't need much foreplay.
That's not
true,
man. She
is just slobbering all
over
your
face. I love
that
alcohol and Taco Bell is your answer to everything, and I just don't think that's true.
You ever have those really sloppy drunk kissers? They're just like all over, just like all over your face.
Yeah.
And it's just like slobber on the side of your cheeks.
I hate that.
You hate it?
What do you do?
Do you still sleep with that person?
If he slobbers all over me? Would I sleep with them? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if
I do,
it was
but
hot,
it's annoying. Like, get away.
What do you do? Do you get out your wipies?
I'm like, ugh, get away.
Do you tell them? Are you like, you're a little dribbly down my – you're leaving
no,
some dribble.
I won't tell them.
You just won't sleep with them. You just kick them out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, that kind of thing. That's hot. That's
how
nice.
You got to treat them hoes, Emily.
Shut up, Menace. Okay, the next thing. We're talking about premature ejaculation, your favorite topic. Okay, know what gets you
Why
off.
Why are you telling me my favorite topic? I don't
Everyone's
have a
favorite topic.
Pre-ejaculating.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't.
I'm sure you don't.
I go through methods and meditation.
Right.
And yoga to make sure that doesn't happen.
Next thing we go into
ponytail.
I don't
do yoga. That's for wackos.
But here's what's really important about premature ejaculation. Know what gets you off. So guys should know what position turns them on and then take notice of it. So isn't there a position where you orgasm quicker?
Like, yes.
Right. So if you're a premature ejaculator, don't go in that position yet. Like, mm-hmm. if you know that doing her from behind is going to make you orgasm right away, then save that position for later. Like, don't – this is, might be kind of obvious, but yeah. don't go there just because it feels really good. Try letting her get on top, because a lot of times when she's on top, that will delay.
Just go forever.
Right? Can't mm-hmm. you go forever when she's on top? So think about these things. Like, and then you can do the position when you want to orgasm. So just mix up the positions. The other thing is you know, one of my favorites. The next thing you can do to prevent premature ejaculation is one of my favorite topics. It is working it out. It is the most important sexercise that you are not doing, and this is your Kegel exercises.
Okay.
They are not just for women. They are for men. I have an app called Kegel Camp. You can get it in the iTunes store. It's for iPhones. And I'm telling you that it has changed people's lives because it helps men maintain longer and stronger orgasms. It strengthens your PC muscles, which are those pee-stopping muscles. So you know when you stop and start the flow of urine?
Mm-hmm.
So you do that, and the more you build up these muscles, the more stamina you have during intercourse. So they're actual muscles that if you do these exercises, say, 5 times a day for 30 seconds at a time, stop, start, stop, you hold, mm-hmm. you release, you contract, you release, you contract those muscles. You actually – studies doctors recommend this. Like if you went to your doctor and you're like, I'm a one-minute man, he would tell you to do your Kegel exercises. So you can also check out my app. It'll remind you to do it like 10 times a day. And take a few minutes a day, and it'll help you last longer.
And you never do the best selling point ever.
Okay, do it.
You guide them through it.
I guide you through your Kegels.
With your voice.
Exactly.
Can you do an example
yes,
for me?
Yes, I say, okay, we're going to get ready now, and we're going to do our Kegel exercises. And then here we go. Tense. Relax. Tense. Relax.
How much is it? How much is that?
It's like $1.99.
I mean, I downloaded it, but $1.99. See, you can get all that for $1.99.
All that. And people are like crazy about it. Like it's top selling app in the iTunes store. So who knows? You know, you make an app, you create a piece of art, mm-hmm. you don't know, people like it because it really actually helps. And women. For women, mm-hmm. it helps women have longer, stronger orgasms too. Because we clench those muscles. And when women have exercised their PC muscles, you've been with – we've talked about this. Women who clench your penis mm-hmm. when you're inside of them. Have you ever felt a woman do that? She's got like the kung fu grip on your penis with her vaginal muscles.
It's frightening.
It's frightening.
There's a movie out there.
But it feels good, right?
Yeah. There's a movie out there where for some reason this chick has teeth down there.
Oh, right.
It's called Teeth. Yeah. The movie's called
Teeth. You've talked about this. Yeah. What kind of movie is this?
I don't know. But it bites – men's wieners off. It's terrible.
Okay,
don't
well, I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about the Kegel.
But yeah, but it's like, yeah, it's super strengthens. Grip on it.
Yeah, I think you should do your Kegels too. Okay, this is one that is not, that sounds really painful and really hard. Not painful, but it sounds challenging because it is challenging. But this is the method that helps men, I'd say one of the top methods, and it's the start-stop method. And it can help teach yourself ejaculatory control and helps you last longer. So basically what you do is, while you're masturbating alone, so this is without the woman.
Oh, okay.
Or your partner, if you're with a man, whatever it is. You start masturbating and you get to the point, you start to recognize the point where you're about to have an orgasm and you mm-hmm. stop. So you get very, very in touch with what that feeling is. Like right now you probably have the feeling and then you go over and you have the orgasm. But if you stop and start, then you start to learn to control those muscles so you don't actually have the orgasm when you're having sex. So it sounds like torture, but by using this method, you will find your point of no return the moment before orgasm, and you're teaching your body and mind to be comfortable with a heightened sense of arousal. So it's not easy. Like you might go over you might have the orgasm the first time, but if you practice this, and this is another really good book for people if you want to learn more about this is The Multi-Orgasmic Man. I can't remember who wrote it, but you can get it on Amazon or wherever. But it's The Multi-Orgasmic Man, and it helps men with premature ejaculation. And by the way, a lot of men don't think they last long enough, and they do. So I'm just saying that not all of you have this issue, but if you'd like to last longer, this might be something that you want to do.
And what's up with the chicks that do want to go forever?
I think, what do you mean?
They just want to, you know.
They want to go to Pound Town all day?
All day, every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
When you say long time, how long do you mean?
Like hours.
Yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah, it's pretty exhausting.
There's a lot
especially
of women,
when you're out of shape like me.
There's a lot of women that want to do that?
I don't know. Some do and some don't. The ones that don't, thank you. I love you. The ones that can just
so
get there right away.
So what for you is the ideal amount? Oh, this is a good poll question. We've got polls on our site. We'd love you to go to our website right now and take our current poll. But this is a great one. We should write this down about how long would you like sex to last? A, 10 minutes. B, 20 minutes. C, 30 minutes. B, D, 40 minutes. How long would you like sex to last?
Actual penetration.
The actual penetration, not just the four. Well, no.
Actual penetration, foreplay.
I'd say between 20 and 30 minutes.
Okay.
What do you think?
I agree. Oh. At minimum, yeah.
At minimum.
Yeah.
But I'm saying on average. Uh-huh. We're all busy. We've got things to do. Mm-hmm. Whatever. 20, 30 minutes. But I'd like to know what people think. So we're going to do that as a poll. So... Don't remember that.
And then after sex, I just want a girl to buy me something.
Like what?
I don't know.
You just wanted to buy you something? Yeah. Taco Bell? What?
I want to see how it feels to be able to give it up and then be able to receive something afterwards.
What do you mean?
Because women do that all the time.
They
That's what?
They want a man to buy her something because they slept together?
No. Well, I mean, men do that.
Maybe I want like takeout, like order me a pizza. I'm starving. Is that what you mean?
Maybe I want a Coach purse.
Oh, right. A Gucci purse. I would love that. God damn it. Okay. So these are some tips for women if they're dealing with this. Because if you get into an argument about the premature ejaculation, it'll put you fast on the split up track. Like you will break up with your partner. Because what happens is you can deal with this with your man without letting him know that you even think it's a problem. Because I know that I was with a guy once many years ago who was a premature ejaculator. And we actually talked about it. And he knew that he was. And he was like, he literally was the minute man, if not the 52-second man. Like, it was quick. And he did buy this book, The Multi-Orgasmic Man, but he wouldn't do the exercise. Like, he bought it. You know it is, like, when you're, like, starting the new year and you're like, I'm going to try all these things, and you buy books and whatever. And he didn't actually do the exercises, and he never made it a priority. But you have to make it a priority. So you could, for women, you could make it a game. Tell your guy, for example, that you might want him to experience the ecstatic pleasures of male multiple orgasms and that you will be bringing him to the edge, but he needs to tell you when he's about to climax. So you can do that whole stop-start thing with him. By bringing him close to the point of ejaculatory inevitability but not past it, he'll experience one or two pleasurable orgasmic contractions. So you can actually feel orgasm, like it, you know what I mean? It still feels good when you're about to orgasm, but what if we can help you get there? So you take him to the edge and then you bring him back and you take him to the edge. So you're about to orgasm and then I get, like, let's say I'm riding you and I'm on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that gross you out? Just kidding. You'd love that, right? So I'm on top of you and then you stop and start and then I stop it. So you're about to go and then you stop. Is that annoying or could that feel good?
Oh, no, it's not too annoying. I mean, I can deal with it. It's all right.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to keep it going.
Yeah. So women can be a part of the solution. Mm-hmm. Don't just say it's your problem, you're a minute man, 2 minute man, whatever it is.
Yeah, that would just destroy a guy.
It does destroy a guy. It really does. Like, and honestly, most guys listen to this, you're probably doing fine. You are. And if it happens once, I think another thing that happens is a lot of guys, it happens once or twice, and then a lot of times it becomes psychological. They're like, oh no, I'm going to go. And I think you just have to get out of your mind, and a lot of this comes back to breath, and you focus on breathing, and you focus on like the sensations that you're feeling, but not on the worry and the stress in your mind, because that is going to make you have the orgasm.
Yeah, just think about like grandmas, like nasty grandmas, and then they'll be able to – like keep it in.
That's what you do. You think about nasty grandmothers.
Just the worst, heinous, missing teeth grandmas you can think of, and then you won't ejaculate.
I don't know if that works for everyone. I think guys who have like serious problems with premature ejaculation, I think that that the whole grandmother think about baseball thing doesn't necessarily work.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. Just
well, we gotta wrap up.
It.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. You can find Menace, White Menace, everywhere. He's everywhere.
As White Menace, yes.
Exactly. So thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.